Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Brian, happy Veterans Day to all who have served, and appreciation to you guys for tuning in on a Tuesday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, the usual configuration, including you. Getting involved on the text line, 713-572-4610. And, of course, talking back to us, courtesy of the Mokarem Injury Lawyers live streams. Whether it's the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, or the Twitch chat, 610 Houston, appreciate you getting involved, tapping in, where we have a message on the on the Twitch chat that just says, Rosencopter. That's it.
It is a legendary moment.
That's a moment in Texans lore.
Yeah, I mean, look, I very much enjoyed the moment in Cross where you absolutely set Ron on a path. I think you might have raised his blood pressure a little bit for no particular reason. Talking about the way in which that performance from the Texans, and particularly for Davis Mills, will go down in Texans lore. Mm-hmm. It goes down in a different way if it means something more, right? If it ultimately ends up being the pivotal point in this season that it could be. And so let's ask the question, how much more realistic now are the playoffs, right? Cue up Jim Mora, mm-hmm, if you need, because it was not too long. In fact, it was last week that Figgy Fig brought out 90-year-old Jim Mora bringing back the playoffs. And, you know, we felt like it was apt because, thank you, Jim. Yeah. We thought it was apt because that's what it felt like this Texans team was, right? You're just trying to win a game, or really, I think even more aptly, you're trying to string two together, yeah, right? You would get a win that would look somewhat promising and you go on the backside of it, oh, here we go, where we don't heed the lessons that we've learned. Mm-hmm. We don't come out and look like a good squad, and all of a sudden, every win is chased with a loss. Now, you haven't really fixed that as of yet, because mm-hmm, obviously you get this win, but now you give yourself an opportunity to. There's a favorable matchup across from you as your 8-point favorite, so at least you opened as that, yeah, headed into Nashville, right? And it feels like you got a feeling where the offense looks like it's a lot more tenable. The defense looked as solid as possible, and you're able to come back against a seemingly insurmountable lead. Mm-hmm. John Lopez, for you, how much more realistic are the playoffs now?
I think the answer to that question is a question that we can all answer. And that is, who scares you? And I'm not talking about just the division. Who scares you in the AFC? Here you are, 4-5, you know, one game back from the number 7 seed, and that is a playoff berth. Who ahead of you scares you? Maybe the Patriots? Maybe the Colts?
I would say yes to the Patriots. The Colts are an interesting proposition. Obviously, we keep track of that all season long. They're AFC divisional, mm-hmm, rival, and you know, we do our around the AFC South, which allows us to keep tethered to these teams. That team, they can run the football incredibly well. We've talked about that time and time again with, mm-hmm, Jonathan Taylor. Daniel Jones, he really just needs to operate the offense, make good decisions. We're starting to see like some of the care, mm-hmm, things. Like, obviously, he had 5 turnovers a couple weeks ago. Even in this game, he was not particularly solid, and teams are finding ways to attack him.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of a crack in the armor. I don't think it's significant enough to one tear them down when it comes to win-loss record.
Or to say they're
going to
implode or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does make that look a little more interesting. I think you still have to have a level of respect for them. But yeah, I think that when it comes to the word scare, I don't know how I term that. I would still probably put the Colts in that
and
scare
the Chiefs, I guess, just because of pedigree.
That is strictly off of pedigree. They are getting better. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not trying to neglect any of that, but the Chiefs just have a Rolodex. They have a history of knowing how to get things done, an institutional knowledge, as I would like to call it. I think that is probably what scares me more, and a quarterback that you know can take over football.
I guess my ultimate answer, if I were to compare it to like a win probability, which we've all seen, you know, and the Texans' win probability at 29-10 was very low, and then, of course, you know, they score the touchdown and it goes to very high. I think the win probability when it comes to the playoffs for the Texans going into Sunday was, I'm just going to throw a number out there, 35%.
That's for the playoffs?
Yeah.
It was lower.
You think it was lower?
It was lower.
All right. So let's say 25%. Their win probability in terms of making the playoffs now, I think, is over 60.
That is, it's still much lower than that.
Because, you think?
Yeah, you need to take care of business.
Well, because here's the thing. You have an opportunity to take care of business. Everybody in front of you, you've already beaten the Jags. They're directly in front of you in the division, and they may well implode. That was a devastating loss. Like a devastating loss for the Jaguars, both in terms of the vibe around the building and certainly, you know, their playoff hopes. So they could implode. But then you have two against the Colts. You face basically every contender ahead of you. You've already beaten the Ravens, and you face every contender ahead of you outside of the Patriots, you know, of the scary teams, Buffalo, Kansas City, as I mentioned, the Colts twice, the Chargers. So I think their playoff probability has vaulted significantly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When it comes in terms to like actual playoff probability, you have to give me a moment because I know The Athletic has this little probability kind of a tool that you can go in and see play with. If this happens, then that, you know, that is the probability. And I think I was indeed playing with that on Sunday, and I was kind of surprised that they were still, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. They're still pretty, still pretty far away when you talk about like the technical percentage chance of this thing happening. But I hear what you're saying in that. You have an opportunity to control your own destiny. I think as it has been all season long, I understand your thought process with the other teams in the AFC and how each one of them has some fatal flaw that you can absolutely look at and say that's capitalizable, and we've seen teams that are lesser than those teams take advantage of those. The question I have is, how much do I believe that this Texans team, as currently constituted, can do what they're supposed to do on any given day? And then two, how much do I believe that they can go out and execute a game plan that then attacks another team consistently?
But what you're really
I have a better belief in that after this weekend, but I can't say that it's by a lot.
But
if I'm going to be entirely
let's be entirely honest. You're talking about the offense, because there is no doubt about the defense. There is no doubt that the defense is going to be a problem, a big, big problem for every single team it faces. So we're talking about the offense.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is absolutely the case. I always feel bad talking about this defense because the bar is so high that any level of negativity that we could bring feels like it's undue. There's some instances where, you know, they can get a little leaky. There's been a number of plays where games have been lost on their watch, oddly enough, even though they've done enough to win. Right, they've done enough to win, but you've had, you know, third and long situations in a number of circumstances where teams have been able to convert on a defense that you feel like should be able to come up and make that play. So, like, it's odd to then have any level of, you know, I don't know, criticism for this defense while they are consistently, easily, not only the best part of your team, but one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league. But, yeah, I am talking about the offense in large part, right? We've lamented. We've mourned, you know, performances by this offense, and then we've seen it go up and down. I've seen people trying to give Nick Haley a lot of credit in this game, and he deserves some of it, but I don't know how much of that carries on week to week.
Yeah.
And that's the tough part about trying to project, right? I think the way that I view this team oftentimes, especially through the first half of the year, and I date back to last season where, you know, people are like, oh man, you just need to win. It doesn't need to look pretty. And I'm like, I'm not saying it needs to look pretty. I need to see things that I can
promising.
Use as promising that I can project forward.
Yeah.
This team has given us really weird data on things, on how you project forward, what their performances will be. And I think that's what it comes down to when you start trying to say, what does the playoffs look like? It is attainable. Like, if you just look at the standings, you got a 5-4 Kansas City Chiefs team and now a 5-4 Jacksonville Jaguars team ahead of you. And that's all it takes to get to a wild card spot as it's currently constituted. Yeah. We know that things are going to shift and change as games are actually played. But you are now within, you're within spitting distance, as some folks would say. That is encouraging in and of itself. But there is still a lot of getting yourself right, right? Movie where you see the conventionally unattractive girl all of a sudden take off her glasses, put her hair down, and she's attractive, right? Like, there's some of that feel where you go, oh, well, there's possibilities here. Yeah. You still got to work on yourself. Like, she probably still need to go to therapy. That's where this Texas team is, right? I still need to see some of the difficult work done with this team until I feel really confident or comfortable that they have a shot against those players.
No, I could not agree more. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, problem solved. You know, that all of a sudden this is the team that's just going to vault its way to, you know, to the top of the division and everything. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is their probability of doing that has increased exponentially because you know what you're getting from the defense. The offensive line showed a little life. And the A32 says, what the hell are you talking about, Lopez? They're going to lose to the Chiefs. They're going to lose to the Bills. And they're going to lose to the Chargers. Have you seen the Bills and the Chargers? I don't know. Like, this past weekend, did you see the Bills? The Chargers have been flighty. They're on a little bit of a roll, but you know, the whole any given Sunday thing has never been more in play than with this team this season.
Can I give you the, because I mentioned The Athletic having like a playoff simulator. As of right now, with the current, you know, with currently what's happening, their projections of the standings have the Patriots with the one seed at 13-4, the Colts 12-5 with the second seed, the Broncos winning the West 12-5, the Ravens coming back and winning that North. Outside of that, the wild card teams, they have the Chargers, the Bills, and the Chiefs all at 11-6, and the Texans at 8-9.
Yeah.
That is where like the projections have it. So like they still have even the Jags and Steelers outside looking in on this. There's still a lot of work to be done here to get yourself over it. But again, you've put yourself in the hunt, right? After the way that this season has started, after the fits and starts that they've had, you have an opportunity still.
Yeah.
We are not turning and opening up Dane Brugler and other mock drafts to start. You have an opportunity. That's all you could ask for right at this moment, or at least this week. That's all you can maybe try and give yourself is an opportunity, but there's still work to be done.
There is absolute work to be done, and I just can't emphasize that enough. I'm not saying, oh, hey, here we go. What I am saying is their opportunity is not just right in front of them, but in their control. In their control.
Sure, but like, I can't get past the things that they need to fix. Like, hell, even this game, right? You talk about the way in which the Davis Mills game has an opportunity to really etch itself very strongly into Houston Texans lore. They were doing things that they haven't done in a long time. Get this, right? The overall success rate on design rushes in this game, 55%. You want to know how good that is for the Texans? It's the best they've put up since week one of last year versus the Colts. You remember what the feeling of Joe Mixon in that game?
Yeah.
That was that game that you saw against the Jaguars.
Was the best since
the
then.
Best that they've done running the football.
Mm-hmm.
How much can you say that that's replicable, especially when you talk about that being an important part of this offense, them going and pushing people being an important part of what that fourth quarter comeback was.
Yeah.
And the idea that you needed a fourth quarter comeback is something that we can't rush over. Like, those things are still there,
mm-hmm.
but at the very least, I am very happy as somebody, mm-hmm. selfishly, somebody who talks about this team, right,
yeah.
is paid to do that, that there is reason to talk about this team and that there's still light at the end of the mm-hmm. tunnel. It's not just the little dot at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
It still looks somewhat viable, even if it's not the most plausible.
Viable, and how likely is it? I mean, who knows? Is CeeDee Stroud going to play again? Because I don't know about that.
And that's one of the things that makes me go, I'm not gonna jump to the place where I go, oh yeah, this is more likely than not that they do something. Because they're still doing stuff like bringing somebody off the practice squad to start over dudes that you had on the active roster.
That's right. They absolutely are.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Tuesday. Coming up next, speaking of The Athletic put together a top 25 of the quarter century in the National Basketball Association. Three
mm-hmm.
Rockets. Current or former on this list. Are they in the right place? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.